Thank you, Malaysia. I want to be very, very clear on this point. We are not, I am not suggesting that only the executive committee deal with this matter. Only that the executive committee was able not to spend perhaps enough time with it, that it needs to deal with, get more deeply into the recommendations of the report and come back to the commission with a more fully thought through analysis of the report and some suggestions that you might think about for further action. And at that time next year, the commission can react to those, to that further thinking. Absolutely is to take away nothing from the commission, but only to allow the executive committee further time to work over this report more thoroughly. So under that, in that light, Malaysia, can you agree?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, for that clarification. And we certainly look forward to the opportunity in the next commission session, for example, to comment on in detail all the recommendations. Madam Chair, however, there's one item, which is item recommendation 11, which talks about a biannual meeting, and there is an item which is urgently requiring the commission for decision, and this is from the Executive Committee report to initiate a study to see whether it is efficient to do annual meeting of the commission. Madam Chair, several delegations have spoken on the need to retain the current annual meeting of the commission, and they have eloquently explained why this annual meeting is very important to be retained. We have the same view, and just looking at this year's commission meeting, I do not think that we do not need a study to see whether it's more efficient to do an annual meeting of the commission. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Malaysia. I think those many comments will be noted. I will note, however, that paragraph 125 suggests merely that the commission would ask the chair and vice chairs, the bureau, to develop terms of reference for a study that would consider essentially the pros and the cons. But at this point now, I would suggest not even that be done, the entire report goes back to the executive committee for consideration. If the committee can agree with that, commission can agree with that, yes. We hear very clearly observations of members. It seems it would not be worthwhile, especially if we're sending this back to the executive committee for further consideration, to take up even developing terms of reference for a study of pros and cons. So in that case, I would seek clarification from the commission that we would not develop those terms of reference. Do I see any objection? No. Okay, thank you very much. Then are there any other delegations that object to the course of action I have suggested? Right? Then the commission concludes that we will send this report back to the executive committee for further discussion. And let's now then turn our attention to the point raised by Mexico that we agreed to discuss, which it asked to have discussed in the context of this report. And I believe the Ishtiko wished to discuss was the question of length of reports and timely distribution of documents. Then in that case, having gotten confirmation from Mexico, this is the question, I will ask the consultant to address the matter. Mr. Van Eck.
Thank you, madam. On the business of yeah, I, I guess I will concentrate on the issue of the report writing and the length of the report, and not on the timely distribution of working documents. I guess there are straightforward recommendations to the Code of Secretariat, and in the management's response you can see that basically the Secretariat is in agreement with that. On the business of the report, that is a sensitive issue, has been discussed on many occasions, and from the perspective of the workload of the Secretariat, indeed, writing the reports so as we see this currently, in my view, these are reports of good quality, even of high quality. It is not simply taking notes, summarizing them, and put them in a report, but it is an intellectual exercise. After all these interventions, to see what the key issues are, make a compilation of the interventions and put them in a report in a certain order. That requires skills, that requires time, and also the adoption requires time. There were specific concerns through the questionnaires for certain CORIS contact points criticizing the inconsistency of these reports. And as long as the Commission does not express its views on not only the length of reports, but also on the quality, and the quality is related to the content and to the language, and I have inserted in this report a few paragraphs reflecting the views of the Secretariat on precisely these issues, the quality of the content, the quality of the language use, the consistent use of specific codex terminology across the board of all the committees and the Commission. It is up to the Commission to express its views, whether there is room for improvement, to organize the report writing in a different way. So, Madam Chair, that were my observations based on the feedback I got, and it is in the end up to the Commission to express its views, what they want in terms of the quality, including the length of reports. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Comments, please. Argentina.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En realidad queríamos intervenir antes porque no nos quedaba claro si bien el consultor había mencionado el tema de los informes aquí, si era el lugar apropiado para discutir este tema. Los países de América Latina y el Caribe han planteado el tema de los informes en varias oportunidades, en el Comité de Principios Generales, en la Comisión, en el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe. Y en realidad tenemos varias observaciones al respecto. Una de ellas es que no estamos de acuerdo con la decisión que adoptó la Comisión en su 31 reunión respecto de que los informes deban reflejar los resultados, o sea, que se tengan que centrar en las decisiones que adopta la Comisión en lugar de hacerlo sobre el proceso de la negociación. Insistimos sobre este punto porque creemos que hay información muy importante que los países que no participan de las reuniones no pueden tener si los informes no son mucho más descriptivos que en la actualidad. El largo de los informes no es una cuestión de páginas, es una cuestión de que reflejen debidamente las discusiones que han tenido lugar. La mención de grupos de países que se oponen a partes sustantivas de los documentos en los informes también sirve de guía. En los últimos años, los informes de los comités como máximo mencionan 5 o 6 países. Con mucha suerte, algún país en desarrollo que tiene la vicepresidencia puede llegar a ser nombrado. Inmediatamente que cambie la vicepresidencia, se deja de nombrar ese país en desarrollo. Entonces, nosotros creemos que el nominar a los países en cuestiones importantes donde hay opiniones de minorías sirve para orientar a los que no pudieron participar. Y en las reuniones del Comité Ejecutivo,
Argentina,
claramente,
You've come to your 2 minutes.
En las reuniones del Comité Ejecutivo, claramente, la mención de los representantes y de los coordinadores sirven a los miembros de una región para saber que han sido debidamente representados. De lo contrario, es imposible saber qué dijo o si lo dijo un representante o coordinador regional. Gracias.
Okay, next I will take Mexico.
Gracias, señora presidente. Complementando un poco lo expreso por Argentina, otro tema importante para la región es la distribución simultánea y oportuna de los informes. Esto es porque no solo dificulta a la región el tener acceso a la información de forma oportuna para poder dar los comentarios de la misma forma, sino que al no contar con un documento traducido al mismo tiempo dificulta las cuestiones de interpretación durante la reunión, con lo cual estamos en desventaja comparado contra otros miembros. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. Mali.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je voudrais vraiment souligner que par rapport à ce débat relatif à la longueur et la qualité des rapports et aussi la rapidité de distribution des documents, je pense qu'il faut faire une différence. C'est vrai que par rapport à la distribution des documents, beaucoup de pays, peut-être à part ceux qui ont l'anglais comme langue de travail, tous les autres pays sont confrontés à cette situation qui, on est tous d'accord, doit être amélioré. Mais de mon point de vue par rapport à la qualité du rapport, moi je pense que c'est là où on a même fait beaucoup de progrès. Peut-être que je ne dis pas qu'il n'y a rien à faire. Une œuvre humaine peut toujours être améliorée. Mais si nous regardons ce qui se passait, on avait des rapports dans lesquels on citait les noms des délégations, tout ce que les gens ont dit, et on a aujourd'hui un rapport dans lequel on a essayé d'éliminer autant que possible tout ce que je peux appeler entre guillemets superflu pour se centrer sur l'essentiel. Aujourd'hui, on ne peut pas comparer le rapport que nous avons sous les yeux par rapport au rapport qu'on avait il y a quelques années. Donc moi, je pense qu'en termes de rapport et en termes de contenu, nous avons fait beaucoup de progrès. Et sur ce plan, on peut toujours recommander au secrétariat de continuer à travailler, mais je pense que si on veut mettre les deux questions ensemble, on fera fausse route. Il faut absolument qu'on fasse la différence entre ces deux questions. Voilà, merci Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Molly. Colombia, please.
En reiteradas oportunidades, tanto en la reunión de la Comisión como en principios generales, me he referido a este tema, y es el cumplimiento del objetivo número 5 del plan estratégico. Allí se habla de promover la participación efectiva del mayor número posible de miembros. Hay actividades, la 5.1 y la 5.2, que están orientadas hacia allá, y en el alineador 0932.9b, parte 1, se dice que hay acciones en curso. Sin embargo, yo pienso que esas acciones en curso están por concretarse. Me tomé el trabajo de mirar los informes que estaban disponibles a fecha 26 de mayo, un mes antes de esta reunión, y encontré esto como dato curioso. La reunión de etiquetado de residuos de plaguicidas, de principios generales, de métodos de análisis y grasas y aceites, no estaban disponibles en un idioma diferente al de inglés. Si nosotros queremos mejorar la participación efectiva, no solamente se logra incrementando el fondo fiduciario, sino también brindando la oportunidad a los países de hacer observaciones efectivas a los documentos que oportunamente se coloquen para que los países miembros los puedan analizar y hacer los comentarios del caso. Gracias, señora presidenta.
I have a request from the Secretariat that we need to clarify whether we're talking about reports of committees or documents, other documents. Is it both? Is it one? Is it the other? That's the question from the Secretariat. Mexico, please.
Estamos hablando de tanto los reportes de los comités como los documentos en general. Gracias.
Secretariat has a suggestion to make along those lines, at least with respect to reports, not other documents. Secretariat.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'd just like to note that at the end of the meeting, the report is distributed simultaneously in all languages of the Commission or of the Committee to all delegates that are there. Right. That is one thing. What is happening afterwards is there are different procedures to finalize the report, because we're reading the report, there are changes made to the report, and then it's where sometimes delays occur. Right. I'm not pointing a finger to anyone. What could be a help if people would accept that would be to upload at least on the website the draft reports already, which we don't do at the moment. We could do that, which would already give indication. Still, we produce very quickly the changes. You know, the problem would be the changes that are in the report reading would not be in that. Not yet, because that would only come after the finalization. So it would be a quick help, but it would not be the official record. It would give information, but there will be changes to it. So if delegations want that, we can do that, making clear that this is not the final report. Putting thus everybody in the same position as the delegations have been who have been at the meeting. It's a possibility. Thank you.
Does anyone disagree, anyone in this room, not want the Secretariat to take this step? Chile, you do not want the Secretariat to take this step. Is that correct? You do not want, I'm trying to get an answer to this narrow question.
Creo que la propuesta de la Secretaría satisface en una pequeña parte la inquietud que estamos planteando. Y la inquietud que estamos planteando, que por ejemplo, para esta comisión, nosotros tuvimos muchos documentos que al final, antes de llegar a la reunión, estuvieron disponibles en español. Y bueno, tuvimos que estudiar los que estábamos aquí cerca en inglés. Y hemos formado estructuras dentro de los países en los cuales los expertos no han podido participar. Entonces hemos creado a través de todo este sistema CODEX, un Comité Nacional del CODEX, y muchos expertos que tendrían la posibilidad de participar y han quedado fuera de esa participación. Por tanto, yo creo que lo principal es los documentos con los cuales traemos la posición país y venimos acá a discutirlo. Eso es, señora presidenta. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chile. On this point, I would like to raise an issue that was discussed at the executive committee, and not in great detail. It wasn't sent to you with the endorsement of the executive committee, but it is fair to point out it was mentioned in the report, I believe, and that is that the commission consider on a trial basis the use of translation software that is now available, that it is better than it used to be. It's better than it used to be, and all I would suggest is that we try it. See if it helps. If it doesn't help, we don't have to use it, but we just try it on a trial basis. Again, we won't know if it works at all or helps at all unless we try. Could the commission agree to attempting it on a trial basis for a period of a year or two? See if it helps. If it doesn't help, we don't have to use it. It doesn't replace anything we're already doing. It just is an additional attempt to make things better. Argentina?
Gracias, señora presidenta. Me parece que la comisión no debería tomar una decisión al respecto sin haber mandado pruebas, ejemplos, a los gobiernos de documentos traducidos por sistemas informáticos. Nosotros hemos probado esos sistemas y en algunos casos dan resultados, pero sí detrás hay un traductor que conoce la materia para ajustar el lenguaje de los documentos, con lo cual no se puede evitar al traductor. Independientemente de eso, Argentina planteó una serie de cuestiones que tienen que ver con decisiones adoptadas en el 31 periodo de sesiones y que CICILAC pidió que la comisión en esta reunión evaluara su revocación. Una es que los informes se redacten en base a resultados y no al proceso de negociación y los resultados. La segunda es que solamente se menciona, se está de acuerdo en que quede la opinión de la minoría cuando se oponen una decisión y no cuando se oponen aparte de un texto en negociación, y quisiéramos que eso también se tenga en cuenta y se evalúe su revocación. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. That issue has been, it will be covered in item 12. It's a matter for discussion in agenda item 12, I believe. Mexico.
Gracias, señora presidente. Solo para aclarar que los traductores que existen actualmente solo sirven cuando se tiene conocimiento de ambos idiomas y conocimiento de lo que se está hablando, porque si no dificultan la interpretación de los documentos. Por lo tanto, creo que no debería o no podría ser una opción a seguir en este momento. Gracias.
Thailand, please. Thailand.
Thank you very much, Chair Ladies. I just want to help you to finish the meeting before 9. You have been so kind to open the issue to discuss into so detail that will never ever end by 9 o'clock. What I would like to propose is that you have heard so many comments. We have also had excellent report for improving capacity of Codex Secretariat to perform its function effectively. And in this room, we all agree that Codex Secretariat have performed its function outstanding or even higher. Some issues we may have heard that, okay, still need to be improved. So you have heard a lot from those comments. Why don't you, pick up those ideas and also pick up comments and also have a meeting with Van Wim, who wrote this report, along with FAO, WHO, and Codex Secretariat, and discuss and look at the issue that can be tackled. So we have used a lot of high-risk approach. Why don't we use high-risk or HACCP approach to identify what is the bottleneck to deal with it? If we open the issue, believe me, we need 2 months to discuss this. So I would suggest that we end the meeting, and then executive committee collect idea from those who have spoken, written comment, and also respond to from FAO, WHO, and Codex Secretariat, and then discuss in small group, and then identify only key one or two issue, not every issue. Codex report has been cited as one of the best report that we can trace back 40 years ago. So what else we need? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Thailand. Your mention of HACCP is another way of saying, I think, what the United Kingdom and some other countries have said, that we should focus the executive committee on what is doable. And that was a very wise suggestion. We probably can't go any further tonight. We've heard from a number of countries about the concerns about the need for timely distribution of reports. We've had a suggestion from the Secretariat. We've had, I think, fairly convincing expression of no interest in trying, even on a trial basis, translation software. So that leaves us with respect to the length and distribution of reports with a proposal from the Secretariat and at this point no additional suggestions, but we will try that. And may I ask the Secretariat to make one comment, please?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And after such a nice comment from Thailand, it's really hard for me to be a little bit nasty and frustrated, and I'm not frustrated about his comment, but I can't help but being a little bit frustrated about hearing that on the one hand, we have to have annual sessions of the Commission. And one of the reasons why documents for the Commission are late is because we have annual sessions of the Commission, because we have committee sessions until the very close to the Commission, and we can't get the documents out on time. We cannot have shorter reports because delegations appreciate the way we do reports now. The reason why reports are late and why it takes some time to revise them is because they are longer, because they get read, because they get amended during the reading. So this is why, especially when we got close to the commission, with the committee meetings, certain language versions come out late. I mean, and I think it's a very good idea from some who have mentioned we should identify what are the bottlenecks and how can we get around them. If those are not the options, if we still want to maintain two sessions of the commission, if still we want to have these reports which are detailed and we don't want to go electronic, as you suggested, so what can we do? How can we do it? And I think only in a smaller group we can probably try to address this and then come to the executive committee and then ask the membership of what we should actually do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. The commission must acknowledge at a very practical level that the commission cannot do everything, the secretariat cannot do everything. There is at least at the moment a limit to the budget. There is a limit to the staff. One can't add tremendous more additions to the requirements of work the secretariat must do as documented in the report by the consultant, Mr. Van Eck, and expect the same level of production and timeliness that it had when the commission met every 2 years. So the point about HACCP is actually a very good point. Where are the bottlenecks? What needs to happen in order for those bottlenecks or those hazards to be dealt with? But really, it's simple mathematics here. You can't continue to add and add and add and get the same result. So I appreciate your patience and your willingness to listen and think. And we will conclude this discussion tonight with the conclusions as we have summarized them in a sort of a rolling fashion. We will take up discussion of agenda item 11C tomorrow morning, which discusses evaluation of codec sessions held in developing countries. Thank you for your patience. I wish you all a good evening, and I'll see you at 9:30 tomorrow morning.